Just how deep has the oil seeped into the wetlands? They say about 20 miles, my latest check before I jumped on the air. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those spots in between the little old show called America Tonight. It's about the conversation, and oh, yes, that journey, my friend. So you can throw in your two cents on what we're talking about, the buzz, the water cooler buzz across America, 800-259-5791. Right at the top, the U.S. got tough, but they didn't completely cut the knees off of Iran with some sanctions. They won the Allies' approval for some of the toughest sanctions that they've ever faced, but they're not completely sawing off Iran, if you know what I mean. But I still say this is the best we've seen, for whatever that's worth, right? And remember, it's been a year and counting, and actually 4 years with various other sanctions. So will it mean anything? This Ahmadinejad immediately said it's just like swatting flies away. So I don't think it's going to really amount to much of anything, but it's the best attempt yet. Let's put it that way. Coming up, we're going to talk with Tom Gulley about the World Cup movement, South Africa. Very excited. Getting ready in Johannesburg they already are welcoming the soccer stars, and they're seizing the spotlight. But will it be safe? There are some people who are very, very concerned about that. Speaking of safe, Israel took a giant step forward because of all the uproar that's been happening with the blockade in the Gaza Strip. And they actually allowed potato chips and cookies, food, spices, and other banned food into the Gaza Strip. But the people there say they need other things like cement and steel. Here's what our president, Barack Obama, had to say about the situation between Israel and what's going on in Gaza.
People in Israel, people in Turkey, people within the Palestinian territories, certainly people here in the United States want to know the facts of this tragedy. What led to it? How can we prevent it in the future? There should be a means by which we are able to stop the flow of arms that could endanger Israel's security. At the same time, we're doing so in a way that allows the people in Gaza to live out their aspirations and their dreams, both for themselves and their children.
Yeah, that's the big runaround there at the end. Tell us what you really think. All right, she's never shy about telling us what she thinks. Izzy's listening to us in Missouri. Izzy, you're our leadoff hitter.
Well, it's a nasty job, but somebody has to do it.
That's right.
Okay, you were talking about voter registration.
Mm-hmm.
Before the election in 2009, a lot of us in Missouri formed a group to go out and check voter registration fraud. And I had the dubious pleasure of being in St. Louis to do this.
Mm.
And we went out in groups of four or five, and it was more of a safety thing so that we weren't alone. But we hit the courthouses and the registration offices. And just in our one little group, we found over 200 dead voters or empty lots.
Oh, how crazy is that?
And we saw acorn everywhere. And we reported this. I mean, I was surprised I did not go to jail. I was so hostile. But we went right in and said, wait a minute, this is an empty lot. Nobody lives there. Oh, why, by the way, did you bother to read the obituary? This person's been dead for years. And this is
crazy.
Over 200 in St. Louis. And then we went over to East St. Louis, found more. And I was like, oh, something's really wrong here, really, really wrong. And nobody during that election was listening. Now, I just went online, and I checked various states just randomly, mm-hmm. and I punched in some numbers for Washington State. I'm registered. I can register online.
I know. A lot, most of the states you can register online. I mean, they tell you that you can have various things you can bring to show, like if you were going to register another way, like a utility bill, give me a break, or a bank
statement.
Well,
anybody can get a utility
bill. That's right. That's right.
How do you know it's the same person?
That's right. And you know how easy that would be to do? You're absolutely right.
And because I went through identity theft, you were talking about the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Try owing $60,000 for something you never collected.
Oh, you're kidding.
And the government waited 10 years to inform me that somebody in California was drawing disability under my social, and they attached everything I had. Well, I had to, because I couldn't get a new ID through all this mess because they expire, I had to go through my representative, who knows me. He says, oh, God, here she comes again. Oh, yeah. Well, that's how I had to get mine, but it was legal. I know, I mean, I had a flood of documents, but nothing that was a current picture ID.
Right.
Because, and by the way, I also own a 2000 PT Cruiser that I've never seen. It's somewhere in Texas.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm not, but somehow they, and I keep an unlisted, unpublished phone number.
Yeah.
And this Hispanic, I'll be politically correct one time. Finance company has been calling me. And I'm like, what? And I do speak Spanish, so I spoke back to them in Spanish and basically said something not nice, so I won't repeat it. And I hung up, and they keep calling me because whomever bought this in my name is now not making the payments.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And throw this in that somebody in California has totally used my ID. They have voted there. They have drawn disability under my name. So my Army retirement was attached to pay
wow.
it back.
How did they get, how do you think they got your identity? They don't know. They hacked into it, found it somewhere.
Who knows? I mean, they're from Compton, California. I know that much.
Wow, that's terrible.
From Compton, California. And I did live in California.
Right.
I mean, I was the deputy sheriff in California.
Right.
But that's over 20 years ago. And I was, it's taken me 3 years. To get somebody to pay attention. And by the way, real quick, I just want to say extra specials to Mark for whatever his little problem is or big problem with TSA that he mentioned last night.
Oh,
I just
want
to tell
right.
you about the voter registration.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. It's
that
easy
does
to
happen, and people need to get off their butts. And they need to go and start looking at those, form groups, and go and check those registrations. It's not that difficult to do. It really isn't. I went through roughly 17,000 names in a week. Just
wow.
by myself.
Wow.
But, you know, it can be done. But if Americans are going to be lazy, then you have no room to complain. That's just the way I'm starting to feel about it. And I guarantee you, if every voter registration had been checked, I don't think Obama would have won. I just don't believe it. I really don't. Considering the amount of fraud that we, just our little group found.
Right, and then you knew the Acorn stuff and other people.
They were
people.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
They were everywhere.
About it, yeah.
So, you know, pay attention, people. It happens. It's going to happen again. And if you don't want to help, then you know what? Mexico needs some viable people.
There you go. What a thanks. Way to end. Izzy, thanks. She's right. It's what we say, that you've got to get involved. It's just like contacting the people who represent you. If enough people contact the congressperson or the senator, it does make a difference. I mean, if you really have an avalanche of complaints, that's when things change. And you can roll up your sleeves and check those registered voters. She's right. Stay with us.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Because earlier in the evening, my Philadelphia Flyers, beaten by an incredible Chicago Blackhawks team, I got to tip my cap to them. After Sunday, boy, the way they played that game, and then coming back, going to Philly Game 6, they end up winning the cup in Philadelphia, and they do it 4-3 in overtime. Game 6 thriller, certainly for Chicago fans. The fans in Philadelphia kind of shocked, I think. That's the best I can say. They knew that Chicago was good, and it's been 49 years, so congratulations to them. We'll talk about it a little bit later in the show when we get to sports shorts. Speaking of sports, though, boy, I know a lot of people that are excited about the World Cup. In fact, I was mentioning this. It's a tough ticket. World Cup ticket sales are at the 97% mark is what they're saying. I mean, I think they're all really gone from all indications. But the first couple of matches getting set to get underway here pretty soon, meaning in a couple of days. June 11th is the kickoff, if you will. South Africa against Mexico, that's your first game. And Uruguay and France would be your second game. But how about the U.S.? How will they fare in this World Cup? My pal Tom Gulley, who's filled in for me before in the past on America Tonight, and he's a soccer aficionado, I'd like to call him, is in our virtual green room, and we're ushering him in right now. Tom, it's been a long time. How you doing, buddy?
It's just a great time because the World Cup is starting.
Yeah, no kidding. And can you imagine, you've seen it when there's been clips and stuff on the tube about how heated up the ticket sales got, and a lot of the tickets were already gone ahead of time. But this really is an incredible deal. I think a lot of soccer fans saved their pennies to try to get there. I mean, the common man really wanted to score a ticket to this one because it's in Johannesburg. Could it get any better, right?
Actually, it's in 10 different cities across South Africa, but one of the bigger stadiums, of course, is in Johannesburg. And, you know, the United States is the nation that purchased more World Cup tickets than any other nation.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that. So do you know how many? How many did the U.S. get?
I do not know the actual number to that, but there's a lot of speculation that the reason for that is because we're made up of so many different ethnicities and people from all different countries purchase their tickets through the United States.
Yeah, well, no kidding. Okay, so let's talk about the first of all, let's go back. For people that are listening to this that don't know much about how you put the World Cup together and then ultimately how the matchups are put together, who goes where, and as you said, they're in different cities too, you pointed out. So how does it all come together? How does FIFA put this all together?
Well, first of all, the qualifications have been going on for 3 years. So, you know, 200 nations on Earth vie for 32 positions at the World Cup finals. And what you do is you play the teams in your region of the world, and every different region has a certain amount of teams allowed to go based upon how many, you know, countries are in that region. And, you know, they all play each other round robin. The top teams get to go, and everybody else has to sit at home and watch. And those 32 teams are grouped into 8 groups of 4. The top 2 teams from those 8 groups go into a knockout round of 16 teams, and they play it off on July the 11th.
Who do you think is the biggest surprise heading into this? You know, you talk about the 32 teams. Who was the biggest surprise in your mind to get in?
Well, there's teams like New Zealand that I know didn't expect to get in. Honduras from our part of the world actually beat out Costa Rica, who's kind of a team that gets there rather frequently. And then there's just, you know, teams from various parts of the world that haven't been before, but they're not necessarily a surprise. And there's teams like Nigeria that have been before. That have had a resurgence and are now in it. I can't really point to one team that you just go, oh my gosh, like a few years ago Senegal was in and everybody was stunned and they actually went very, very far into the tournament. I would say that there are a few minnows in the tournament, but not very many this time around.
So Bob Bradley is the coach, and I just read a story about him today, and the interviewer said something interesting. He's brutally honest. And he is incredibly relentless. Your thoughts on Bradley coaching this team? How ready does he have them?
He has them very ready. When Bob Bradley took over the team, the United States Soccer Federation was desperate to get a very famous German player named Jürgen Klinsmann to be the coach. And Bob Bradley promptly went on an 11-game unbeaten streak, and they handed him the job. People think that Bob Bradley sticks with certain players too much, but in truth, he has had more players in the U.S. national team than any other coach by almost a 2-to-1 margin. He tries out a lot of different players, and at the moment he has the team playing very well in their tune-up matches, and he's got a few decisions to make because some players that have come on very strong here in the last few weeks will require him to think, gosh, do I go with the guys that got me here, or do I go with some of these players who have the hot hand?
Yeah, and the first game is Saturday against England. Eastern time, it's 2:30 the game starts, and it's being broadcast on ABC for people listening who want to know when to tune in if you don't know. Handicap this for us. What happens here against England?
Oh, wow. This is big stuff, especially over in England. Back in 1950, England was the greatest soccer team in the world. The United States got into the World Cup because a team withdrew at the last second. We were 10-goal underdogs, which is huge in soccer. And the United States defeated England 1-0 in the only time we have ever played them on the World Cup. It is considered by many to be the greatest upset in soccer history. And now here, 60 years later, we've got the rematch. England, of course, is going to be favored, but the United States team, as we remember last summer, went to the Confederation Cup and beat the number one team in the world, Spain, quite handily. The United States, I will tell you right now, their problem is in the back line, and that's probably where the match will be decided, is in the U.S. back line. U.S. has several players who play in England, so they're not going to be afraid of England. David Beckham, of course, is not playing for England, and the United States will have to contend with one of the best strikers in the world in 24-year-old Wayne Rooney, who plays for England. Handicapping it, I would say if the U.S. plays the sort of match they did against Spain last year, then we've got a good chance of competing. If England comes out and controls the midfield, like many people think they will, and plays a very fast-paced game on the outside of the field, the U.S. is going to have some problems because of that back line.
Oh, that's great. We'll be looking for that when we watch that matchup. Most popular player of the on the U.S. team, is it Landon Donovan? Is he the most popular? Or who's the name that kids recognize that play soccer?
Well, of course, everybody recognizes Landon Donovan because he is, for the majority of his career, stayed here in the United States and played. And he is the leading scorer and leading in assist all time for the U.S. national team. But I would say a lot of the kids that are playing are big fans of Clint Dempsey, who is from Nacogdoches, Texas, and he plays for Fulham in England, and he has scored some very, very, very big goals for Fulham, who actually got to the UEFA Cup final this year, and he was a big part of that. He's a guy that has recorded rap video songs before. He's a guy that has kind of a swagger about him that Landon Donovan does not have.
Oh, some good stuff here. Hey, one other thing. I was looking at, the ranks, you were talking about England, and FIFA ranks England 8, the United States 14. What does that mean? How much stock do you put in the rankings?
Well, the rankings are always a subject of great, great conjecture among soccer fans, because the rankings take into account how you've done in the past few tournaments. They don't necessarily reflect how you've done over the last, say, year. England did not qualify for the last European Championships, and they appointed a coach, Fabio Capello, who is Italian. And for an English team to name another foreign manager, that's a big deal. And he has them playing much, much, much better than they were. The United States' problem is that we have injuries to a player that frankly couldn't come to the World Cup because he was in a car accident, Charlie Davies, and the center of our back line, Gooch Onyewu, is also a player who's coming off of an injury. So those are our biggest, I would say, issues. One of the biggest issues this year at the World Cup, though, is, of all things, the ball.
Yeah, what's the deal with the ball? It's the design, right?
Well, yes, every 4 years, Adidas, in a great marketing technique, comes out with a new soccer ball. This year's ball is called the Jabulani ball, and it is perfectly round. Now, if you are a golfer, you know that the divots in the golf ball are what will actually allow it to travel further. If it had no sort of resistance or anything that made it spin, it would not travel through the air quite as far.
Right.
This ball, by all accounts, does crazy, weird things. Most of the goalkeepers in the world that have used it are complaining, and a lot of the field players, because it just has some swerve and some lack of trueness due to the perfect surface of it that really, really, really confounds
the players. Tom, good hit.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Popular requests here on America Tonight. We're going to lighten the load for a second. News you could have used, birthdays in this day in history. How about it? It's been a while. So let's start with news you can abuse, folks. Out of Washington, I swear, or Oregon rather, I swear you can't make this stuff up. What a feat for a guy named Todd Ragsdale. Get it? He is claiming a new world's record for running barefoot. Over 24 hours, he covered 102 miles. That was 413 laps on the track. He did it at Oregon South Medford High. He may need a sole retread, they're saying. Ragsdale's feet are bruised, blistered, and swollen. But he says he's worth it. He used his barefoot run to raise money for the American Cancer Society. Good for him for doing something for charity, but that's a little extreme. 24 hours, 102 miles. Boy, I can barely walk in the backyard in bare feet. I'm a flip-flops kind of gal. You guys know what I'm talking about? Definitely. If there is a pebble, a piece of nasty grain, something that could possibly jab you in the foot, I will find it if I go anywhere in my bare feet. Not that I don't like the feeling of it, but unless it's a sandy beach with no tar balls on it, I'm really kind of stuck. How about this Southern California mayor? He's the mayor for 17 years of a place called Hawthorne. His name is Larry Goide, and he's charged with stealing a commercial-sized food mixer from a school district. What was he thinking? He says he wanted to use the mixer to make dough to cook in his home pizza oven. He was captured on security video taking the mixer in a cart. You know, what do you say to that? 17 years, you think the people are just going to say, oh, well, forget about it. Are you kidding? It's all over the news. It's crazy. I mean, in that area, in Hawthorne, which is the northern part of California. All right, how about that perfect attendance? Did any of you listening have perfect attendance? Were you one of those kids, even if you had the plague, you were coming to school, you loved school, you weren't going to miss a day? How about you, Stu in Kentucky, Tomas in Michigan, Mark in New York? He probably never missed history class. How about Izzy in Missouri? I bet she was a perfect attendance woman. So there's this graduating high school senior. Her name is Danique Geiger. And she is one of those people that's pretty special because she never missed a day in school since kindergarten. Never. You know, that's 2,300 days of perfect attendance over 13 years. She's also the valedictorian for the class of 2010. And, you know, she said she sometimes felt like she had a headache or sniffles, but she got sick at convenient times, like over Thanksgiving break, or it was over the summertime, and she loved school, and she never missed a day of school. And her plan is to go to the University of Puget Sound and study journalism. Whew! Donovan, did you ever miss any school? Were you one of those perfect attendance kids?
I was not. I did miss a day of school here and there.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, I wasn't crazy. Like, I didn't miss tons of it. You know, you run into those kids that would be chronically sick and stuff. But that's incredible. 2,300 days of school, never missing. Wow. You know, she'd have to put that on her resume. If I were advising her when she got into college, I'd say, you got to put that on your resume. All right, this is kind of a crazy thing out of Kansas. You know, people, it's interesting when you go to a cemetery. If you're going to remember somebody and you're taking flowers and all that sort of stuff, you can't help but notice what other gravestones say, right? Does anybody else do that? You know, you might be walking by a certain row. You don't just ignore them. I don't know. There's something about reading other people's gravestones when you're walking by them. So there's a guy named, or was a guy named Nathaniel Grigsby. He died in 1890. You know what his epitaph was in stone, written in stone, etched in stone? On his tombstone, he blamed the Democrats for all of the troubles in the country and said, it's a party of reason. Seriously. He said, that's what he has forever. For eternity, that is on his tombstone. That's crazy. And it's at a cemetery in Kansas, just outside of Kansas City. I mean, it's unique, you gotta say that. And I'm sure a lot of people passed by it and did kind of a little bit of a double take, if you will. Alright, one of my favorite things is history. So like Mark, I probably wouldn't have missed any history classes. That would be the class that I would always attend in college. I never missed any of the history stuff. That was my favorite. If I could have just taken all history, I would have done it. But I majored in journalism, so you had to take, just like this show, you had to take a little bit of everything. You had to scattershoot, as it were. Can you believe, here we are, staring down the barrel of the middle of June. It is June 10th. Yeah, like the sands of time in the hourglass. You turn it over and poof, there's another day. So this day in history, if we were to go back in time, here's a couple of interesting things that we would learn. Like this out of Redding, California. In 1910, the horse attached to a cart of one very wealthy L. Hune of Kennet broke loose from its post. And it circled about town at a breakneck speed, scared the bejesus out of the town folk, finally took up the railroad track, released the cart against a telegraph pole. The horse escaped without injury, but the cart was almost a total wreck and made huge headlines back in 1910. It's kind of funny to think about that would make big headlines, but okay. If you go way back when and you think of the error. Think of what we're talking about now. It's nothing compared to what they were talking about. All right, so let's move forward a little bit more to 1928. A tri-motor airplane with a crew of two Americans and two Australians landed at Sydney after a first crossing of the Pacific Ocean by air. The plane was named the Southern Cross. It made the 7,388-mile trip in 83 hours of flying time. They landed in Hawaii and Fiji en route to doing that. This is one of my favorite stories, and it's going to be made into a movie. I think the movie, I'm not sure when the movie comes out, but Diane Lane is one of the lead roles in it. In 1973, Secretariat became horse racing's first Triple Crown winner in 25 years by winning the Belmont Stakes by 31 lengths. I mean, nobody was near Secretariat. A record time of 2 minutes 24 for the 1.5 mile run. Secretariat at the time was the 9th Triple Crown winner and the first since Citation in 1948. In 1978, they reversed a 148-year-old policy. Leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced that they would bestow priesthood on all worthy men, regardless of race or color. The policy was considered the most significant change, this is the huge part, since the church banned polygamy in the 1890s. How about this story? I remember this well because I worked for Clear Channel when I was doing a Fox Sports show, and we had to actually do we had to pass kind of a test about what you could and couldn't do on the air with Clear Channel. So the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, agreed to a record $1.75 million settlement with Clear Channel to resolve indecency complaints against Howard Stern and other radio personalities. That was slightly more than the $1.7 million that Infinity Broadcasting paid in 95 for indecency violations by Stern, whose radio show featured sexually explicit, that's a good way to put it, talk and off-color humor. Off-color humor. So there were certain things that became a big deal in the broadcasting industry, and the whole indecency thing made the rounds thanks to Howard Stern, let's put it that way. And Infinity and Clear Channel, they would always be asked about it, and I mean, come on, he made them tons of money. So they would say that, oh, you know, that they were not supporting the remarks or whatever it is, and they'd pay the fine, and then they'd be happy as clams because they'd make even more money from Howard Stern because everybody started paying attention. All right, Donovan Madsen, cue up the band. We are ready for birthdays. There's a party at the White House. Are you invited? Sasha Obama. Oh, she's turning 9 years old. That's a good age. She's the youngest daughter of the President Barack Obama. Tara Lipinski, U.S. figure skater, won the Olympic gold at Nagano. Yes, 28 years old. That was back in, 98? How about Shane West? Starred in a couple of movies, including A Walk to Remember with Mandy Moore, 32 years old. Elizabeth Hurley, British actress, who is in two Austin Power movies. She turns 45. You watch any of those game shows? You ever watch The Match Game? He's a game show host, Michael Berger. I've seen him a bunch. He does talk things, too. He's 53 years old. Ooh, this guy, he's in hiding. John Edwards, U.S. Senator, cheated on his wife while he was running for president. 57 years old. They call him the Flea, F. Lee Bailey, 77 years old. Remember, he's the San Francisco attorney who helped to defend O.J. Simpson. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at America Tonight. We'll be right back.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
To be joined by the guru of all things collectible here on America Tonight, Harry Rinker. We give out the digits at the top. He is the man to ask about your collectibles. I mentioned that I had that 99 Stanley Cup puck signed by my pal Mike Madonna. It's just worth having it because I know him, I guess. But it's probably not worth very much. Anyway, 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you doing?
Mike who?
Mike Madonna, he's a star player. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, that's one of the things about sports collectibles. It's either the Hall of Fame or nothing.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Yeah, local heroes are local heroes, but the ones that are collectible are Hall of Famers. Not the way it ought to be, not the way it should be necessarily. But, I mean, it's the truth, isn't it?
It is. He is probably a future Hall of Famer. But he's not right now, so it would have to wait. And it's still, he's not...
Mike who?
He is a big name. So it's not worth it now.
I don't know, Kate. I think you're too wrapped up in Philly sports here.
No, this guy's... he plays for the Dallas Stars, and he played in Minnesota.
I see. Well, yeah. There's a lot... Says I certainly know, don't...
hey, so...
You know, it's a funny thing. We had an interesting Stanley Cup series here. Play
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And you know, today, if you go to a sporting event, whether it's a World Series or something, you know, what should you be saving? Because everyone is so conscious of long-term collectability that I don't think people throw things out as much anymore.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go down next week. I'm going to go down tomorrow to Reading, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
to Double A Reading baseball, where you see these guys coming up, where they still will sign stuff for you. Although I've never stood there and had them do it. Now I watched Jimmy Rollins come through. I watched Darryl Burrell come through. And I'm sure I must have seen many of the great Yankee stars and other stars and teams that Reading played. I just go for the fun of the game. But to stand there and try to say, well, this guy's going to be a role. Now, what I should have done is gone to one of the Double A games when Strasburg played, because I got it
there
that
you
ball
go.
I think we're in good shape there.
No kidding. After that National League debut was incredible, yeah.
Well, but the thing about it is that, you know, there's – what did I hear? It's that somebody paid $16,000 for some sports card of that kit.
Oh, that's crazy.
Now, look – you know, that's fine, but this guy isn't Mark McGwire yet in the home run derby and all the rest of this type of stuff for Barry Bonds or whatever. And look what Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds collectibles are worth these days. But the thing about it is that he hasn't proven his worth yet. And this is the thing. You can speculate in all this stuff, but, boy, that's what you're – you know, you spend that kind of – you're speculating, man.
Yeah, you are speculating. There's no doubt.
I mean, that's really – to me, that's an enormous risk.
Yeah, no kidding. You went down a good road here since I opened up with the whole Mike Modano and the puck thing. And sports is like that. What is? There's probably no such thing. But what really holds its value in collecting?
Well, the championship stuff is always good stuff. Now everyone will save the programs, but save the tickets. You know, the ticket that you were there. That's the good kind of stuff. I still think the autograph stuff is there. I had a great thing happen to me. One of my listeners on What You Got, my show on Genesis, sent me a picture, and he had a pair of signed Muhammad Ali gloves, a pair of trunks signed by Muhammad Ali and Wally Muhammad, his trainer, and two clip signatures, one by Muhammad Ali and one by the trainer, and a signed photograph, which he got in 1978. At Muhammad Ali's training camp in Deer Lake, Pennsylvania. And when Ali was training in Pennsylvania, he was very generous, you know. That was kind of like a party time up there with Ali. He'd go in the ring, do his shtick, but in the evening, you know, he'd sit around, talk to people. I mean, Muhammad Ali is one of my real heroes in the sense, you know, of handing out signatures and so forth. Well, in the last couple of years, his stuff has skyrocketed. But normally you'd see this collection of stuff, you'd say to the kid, yeah, well, right, you know, okay, fine, good story. Except
right.
He had pictures taken of himself and Muhammad Ali and he and his dad when they were there.
Wow.
At which point there. And then you get caught up in this interesting thing with sports signatures. If Joe DiMaggio signs a baseball while he played for the Yankees and Joe DiMaggio signed a baseball while he was retired, is one more valuable than the other? Theoretically, the answer is no, because a signature is a signature. But in reality, the answer is yes, just like with presidential signatures. A signature of a president is more valuable if it's on something that was issued during his presidency than before or after the presidency. And this is when Ali was fighting in 78. He'd lost the Sphinx, and he was training to go back and get the title back. It was when he got the title back for the third time. So here it is this stuff, and it's clean. It's clean. You know, it's fresh. It's out there. I mean, the provenance is solid. And so if a signed Ali glove, the modern ones, just, you know, Ali sitting down signing a pair of gloves, well, he doesn't sign much anymore, is worth $1,000. This kid's gloves are worth $5,000 to $10,000.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. It was one of those wonderful questions you'd love to answer, because you could say, oh, well, man, there's good news here, I'll tell you.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, speaking of that, we don't want to shut anyone out. If you want to get in, jump on
quick.
Oh,
yeah, we should say that, right? The whole reason I'm here is to take calls from
okay.
our listeners.
People love our conversations. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Is the Ali thing, I mean, I love Muhammad Ali, too. I grew up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and he used to live in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And as a little kid, a little girl, I had kind of a brush with him when we were in a store. And just the greatest, you know, that's all we heard about with Ali.
You know, my attitude about this is the stars of the sports, and Cal Ripken was a great example of this. They're ambassadors for the game. And, you know, when you went to Baltimore, Cal Ripken would come out a half an hour before the game started and sign autographs for people. But what he did was he didn't sign up for the adults, sign up for the kids. You know, you were a kid, you took your paper, pencil, or whatever you had down outside dugout, he'd sign it for you. He was a little more cautious with the adult stuff, only because, unfortunately, most of it wound up on eBay the next day or whatever happened to it. But I have a Muhammad. I was at a book signing convention years ago, and Muhammad Ali had just published a book. And there, you know, for 45 minutes, you get a book, you stand in the line, and they'll sign it. Now, signers are very fast. They can sign 200-300 books in 45 minutes. Muhammad Ali was racked with pain at the time. And the 45 minutes were up, and he'd signed about a third of the books. Now, he could have gotten up and walked away, as almost anybody else would have. Doesn't he say to his people, set a table along the side. If these people are willing to wait in line, I'll stay here as long as they're willing to wait and sign every book in the book. And he did. 2 hours later, he left.
Wow.
Now, I have to tell you, you want to say something about things that build a character, man? I would get rid of almost every other signed book I own before I got rid of that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's got nothing to do with value. It has to do with the man that signed the book. I mean, just fascinating guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No kidding. I completely agree with that. Harry, if people want to, let's tell them about the mailbag.
Well,
you can find this kind of stuff.
One of the things we like to do here on America Tonight is have you email your question to me, and that way I'll do some research work, and then when I come back on again, I'm on the second and fourth Thursday of every month. Send it to Harry L. Rinker, HARRYLRINKER, HarryLRinker@AOL.com. Start your email, however. I listen to America Tonight and give us the name of your radio station. That way I know to put it in the America Tonight mailbag, which is empty at the moment, actually, so we could use some letters in the mailbag. It's Harry L. Rinker, HARRYLRINKER, @AOL.com.
All right, Harry, excellent. Hopefully we'll get some letters in the mailbag. I'll pump it up during the week, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
And watch out for those signed hockey books, kid.
I will. They have to become Hall of Famers, I agree. Take care.
Goodbye, Gil.
Bye-bye. We're going to jump back into the oil spill, but it is a good reminder, and a lot of you have called up after Harry's left and sent me notes and stuff, and if you can't get to him when he's on the air because you forget the day and stuff, send me a note, and I'll make sure I ask him your question, too. That's another thing that we can do. So you just send that to americatonight.net. But he comes on with us, as he said, twice a month, and the guy has like 7 or 8 books out, and he really knows his stuff when it comes to anything, whether it's furniture, stamps, coins, whatever you collect. If you wanted to get a real sense of what your stuff could be worth, call us when he joins us on the show, so that this way, if you go out to sell it, you know you're getting a fair value for whatever it is. All right, more on BP. What does the governor of Louisiana have to say about the equipment issues? You'll find out in just a few.